Welcome to Recess Duty, a podcast for educators to come together to share struggles, but also celebrate successes by sharing stories and ideas in a safe and supportive environment to collaborate with one another. Here's your host, Levi Allison.
Hi, everyone. This is Recess Duty with your host, Levi Allison. And today we're talking with Chandrani Banerjee, who is a dear friend of mine, a colleague, and a lifelong learner. We'll discuss their journey and experiences in education today. Thank you for joining us, Chandrani. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Levi. I'm fine. I'm really super excited about today.
Yes, we're super excited. Like I just told you earlier, when I started this journey, I knew I had to have very select people that I have always been very supportive and has always challenged my thinking and learning. And you were definitely one of them. And I'm so happy that you're here today. So for our listeners around the world, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, where you come from, and your story as an educator?
So, Levi, I'm Chandrani Banerjee from Mumbai, India. So currently I'm working with Mount Literary School International. Almost 24 years I'm in education field. I started my journey in 1997. So those are the years I started part-time business. I used to be in college. Definitely, schooling was one thing I wanted to change the system of education, how we see, you know, how we execute. So from the beginning, there was something in my mind that I will try to make children's journeys move. I will try to understand them, what struggle they have. You know, I will try to understand what they go through. So my past experience helped me. So when I was a student, what I felt in my school days, that is what I always carry in mind, that struggle all student face. So that is one thing I wanted to change. I wanted to bring happiness into their life. So trying to do that. So
absolutely.
I will continue doing that.
Wow, Chandrani, what a beautiful story. I think as educators, we all sort of join education to help either improve what our experience was or to share what our experience was in education. And the fact that having talked to your students quite several times over the years, like you absolutely do bring that happiness and that student agency and student ownership into your classroom and such. So Chandrani, can you tell us a little bit about your experience over the past year with COVID and online? Because I know you've been online for quite some time. And I know you also just kind of went back a little bit. So can you tell us a little bit about that journey of what that's been like for your community?
Yes, sure. Levi. Like that last year, 2020, March, 5th of March, we had an event, Culture Mela. So we do have Culture Mela where we showcase the understanding of culture. Like we do study Indian culture, and then we do study international. Sometimes we look how they have their values and things around. So after that celebration, we never come back. That was the day we ended. And that was the day we came to know that there is some situation we may need to, you know, break for a while. But we never knew that that situation will be worst, you know, like that would be that serious. So that was the day last we met our student, and then holiday started. After 11 days, we started thinking how to support students, how to support their classroom.
Yeah.
So thanks to Google and Zoom platforms, we opted them. We started, but it was not easy.
Absolutely.
Bringing them online, it was so difficult. And educator like you and others started, you know, interacting worldwide, how to cope up during COVID and those kind of situation, how to take them online, how to make their journey easy. I almost visited all the workshops suggested by those people, and all the things they suggested, all the platform. Those are the days everybody was open, you know?
Absolutely.
Like free apps. Without their help, it was not possible. Right? So I'm really grateful to all those apps, Whiteboard, Canva. Then we had Jamboard, and everything, you know, was absolutely at, you know, like, easy, you can use them. But back then, the situation was we never knew how to use them. Mm-hmm. It was a big problem. We never knew how to train our children. So we first started with training them, making their life easy, not starting with the curriculum as such. Okay, yeah. The first our thing was to make them comfortable with this online platform, making their life easy. Then, you know, starting with the curriculum and all. But meanwhile, what we faced, you know, that most of them lost their family.
Yeah.
You know, like at home, they started losing their grandparents, sometimes their uncle, aunt, like that situation happened. So the well-being was a biggest agenda because the home situation was not very good that time. The situation was worst everywhere. A lot of things was happening. So keeping them on track, doing justice with the curriculum. And you know, IB is like, you have to have inquiry set up. Bringing inquiry online mm-hmm. was the biggest question ever. Bringing assessment online. How you do assessment online was the biggest question ever. So we started everything one thing at a time. Okay, so we started with first how to train them. Okay, how to bring them, how to make them comfortable with online. You know, schooling, what is online schooling? What is virtual? We try to use few apps to make their work interesting so that they will like it. And I believe, Levi, if you are not liking something, you will never learn. If you are not happy, you will never pursue anything. So mm-hmm. the happiness is very important, okay? So willingly coming to the school was my agenda. Not yep. only my, the entire school, we came together into conclusion that we will first make their life easy, then mm-hmm. we'll bring the happiness little bit we can provide, then we will bring the curriculum slowly. You know, we will go little slow with the curriculum. So we found they are taking interest. We found a lot of off-camera started opening, you know.
Yeah.
They first used to keep their camera off, okay? So very uncomfortable situation, I understand. You know, opening camera was the biggest agenda. We faced, we were not knowing also, are they there? Okay, our Zoom call used to happen. Hi, you're there. Are you there? Are you listening? So like that. From that platform, are you there? Are you listening? Suddenly we started hearing, hi, ma'am, how are you? Good morning. They started coming earlier, you know, maybe 20 minutes early to just interact.
Yeah.
Just to interact before the class. They used to continue staying in the class. They used to never leave the classroom. They wanted to interact, okay? So then we realized they are missing relationship.
Yeah.
They're definitely missing, you know, talking, chatting. So thanks to Zoom platform, we started using breakout rooms mm-hmm. to go and interact. To bring the agency, we started keeping, like, I have 15 children in my class. So I started keeping 15 breakout rooms. Whenever you feel like you need little me time, go to your breakout room number according to your old number. Do whatever you want to do. Relax. Listen music and then come back. So music is something, Levi, that is the reason I'm connected with you.
Yes.
Helped us a lot, a lot. The moment we feel like we are a little low, not you know, in mood, we used to play music. It was something, you know, was healing agent for us. Definitely, like we had two amazing sessions with you, Levi. I'm really grateful to you. Aww. My student loved interacting with you. Definitely, I'm looking forward more because you have that, you know, warmth as a teacher, what they look, because they are missing the personality in physical platform. So when they see online, it's very difficult to get that warmth online.
Yes, it is, very much.
Because they see the window, they see all, everybody's overwhelming. I don't know how people think about online education. It's not easy. It's not mm-hmm. easy for a child, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, looking through the screen, paying attention, focusing. It's very difficult. And then one thing, you may be listening, you may be looking, but are you still there with us?
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And having been connected with you a long time, I remember us chatting at the very start of this crisis and pandemic of how are we going to do this? And one of the things that came out from this horrible pandemic was the global collaboration of educators, of what you were saying, sharing all these platforms, giving it out for free, just to get people to able to provide some kind of experience for our students and really looking out for their well-being and their mental health and making sure that they are okay, that we're still supporting those relationships, we're still supporting those emotional developing skills and making sure that our students know that they are seen and heard. And that has been one of the most amazing things on Twitter was our professional learning network coming together and supporting everyone, because it feels like my students aren't just my students. They're also your students, and your students are also my students because we've been able to interact. So with, you know, that discussion of well-being and health and mental health awareness, how are you helping your students, you know, take that moment? You know, you talk about bringing out those breakout rooms, which is a wonderful idea of getting some me time, decompress, because, you know, when you look on a screen, it is very difficult. So what are there any other things that you've found that's been really exciting for your students to support their mental wealth?
Yes, Levi. Like, as I said, mental well-being was the biggest agenda, because we needed to know that kids are happy. Otherwise, they will never learn. What I realized, when you allow them to do what they want, is something brings joy to their life. So we started, with that idea that we will have, every morning sharing time. Mm-hmm. We will get 15 minutes every day to talk. Remember, kids feel very depressed when they're unable to express something. You understand? So most of the time online, you cannot allow them to talk.
Yeah.
You always request them on mute. Okay? Be on mute. But we have to understand one thing. Being on mute is very difficult. You want to express, but you are not allowed. You know, you have to listen that time. So that time we are actually requesting children to behave a little maturely, because we wanted to make sure that they are learning, they're listening. But from a children's point of view, it was very difficult. It's kind of you are taking the childhood from them, you know, like you are asking not to be a child. So that is the reason I started 15 minutes every morning. You will express, okay, what you want to share with us. It can be anything. It can be anything. You can teach us something skill if you are skilled. Like a few children, they used to use magic show. Like I have my class right now, amazing magician with me. So they do magic trick and they amaze us like that. I have junior magician with me. So
that's amazing.
I started with that. That you showcase your skill. Let us see. Let us enjoy for a while. So in physical school, Mount Litera always start morning with the play. So we used to have free play time. So outside, they used to play for 15 minutes. Then they used to go to classroom to start with their regular session. And that also used to start with circle time. Now, because of online situation, we were missing that 15-minute time. Okay. So what we started, that you express 15 minutes, whatever you want to do. So they started coming up with interesting topics, sometimes dance, sometimes music, mostly singing they used to do. Sometimes talking about the situation they are going through, okay, the situation bothering them. We started opening, okay? And few children who are a silent one used to stay back with us, okay? They are the one who never used to share with everybody, okay? While they are sharing, others used to listen very patiently. And then I realized they are starting a bond, okay? Like a kind of a caring attitude towards each other, okay? Supporting them mentally, okay, I understand what you're going through. And if it is a happy moment, they used to give very constructive feedback like us. You know, it was amazing. They learned, you know, learned somehow. And they used to say, yeah, that was amazing. Very good. But I still see some, you know, room of improvement. You can dream it, kind of. But the situation was very interesting. And everybody used to look forward that 15 minutes to interact. And they started later on, they started taking this ahead on their own. They started planning. So now coming week, this way we will go. Coming week, so-and-so will organize it. Coming week, we will have party, you know, so-and-so time. Movie time, sometimes after school, 30 minutes or 45 minutes, we used to stay back to watch movie together. Nothing much, a little bit of popcorn and all we used to mood we are watching. So that way they started connecting, you know.
Yeah.
That they started connecting, they started accepting, they started being happy. And I realized slowly they are coming with their queries. I'm not happy. Can we change or can I get a little more time? I'm not doing really good with my assignment. Can I get more clarity? Earlier it was missing. Okay. So the main agenda was to bring them up, to help them to open up, come and share what problem bothering you. Later on, I realized they are opening up with many things. They are, you know, getting bothered. Like sometimes when they are missing their friend, how they feel, may not saying it to their parents. Sometimes some shocking thing used to come out. We connected with parents also if we felt so that it is something we should talk about. But mostly I felt they are missing their school. One day it so happened like when I started coming to, like we now started going school. Mm-hmm. So one day when I was coming, I thought of showing my children because they always come early, 20 minutes early from the school time. So I was reaching. So I said, see, I'm reaching to my school. They said, Miss, can you show us? So I started, you know, showing the turned camera. We started showing them the way we're moving. You can't believe me, but the moment they saw the building, all of them stood up saluting the building.
Wow.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah.
But that day I felt so guilty that children are missing school.
Absolutely. And I sat here in awe because one of our three main goals here at Chadwick is one of them is reconnecting with our community. And, you know, we have not been in distance learning as long as you have. And I know when we started to really get our kids on the built campus and getting into classrooms, they were just so excited to be around. And I cannot imagine what that feeling must have been like to see your students that first day back, just in awe of being able to see their friends, to see their teachers, to come together as a learning community and as friendship groups, and to be able to say hi face-to-face without just seeing a little box on the screen. What an amazing feeling that must have been for you and your colleagues and your teams. That is just, that's really heartfelt. Shandrani, you know, with all this experience, 24 years of teaching, going ups and downs through COVID, all of these things, what has changed your mind about education? What has really opened it? What has confirmed some thoughts that you've had? Do you have anything that you'd like to share with us today?
So, Levi, mostly when we saw this situation, these are the situations actually happening in our life too. Make us feel or understand that every time everything may not happen the same way it is happening. You need to change. Okay, yeah. Bringing change and that also purposeful, meaningful is very important. Mm-hmm. So I saw the education system very differently. My agenda was like how much you can bring them into this area. Keeping in mind their well-being, okay? Mm-hmm. When I say well-being, means not restricting them with the time frame. I understand time limit is important, time management is important. But it can be done in a way that gradually, you know, you cannot teach anybody forcefully.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do this. You cannot do it. You have to make them understand why, the factor why they should do that. Why 15-minute, 20-minute assignment they should write. The purpose should be clear. What I started doing with them during our inquiry journey, I left the inquiry on them saying, well, this is the thing we are going to do. Now, first, let us understand the purpose of this inquiry, why we are doing this. The why factor was very much in. Mm-hmm. After why, then how we will do it. Okay? A lot of brainstorming. The flexibility of time given to them. Because when we are in physical setup, we are with them. We are beside them. We are in front of them, helping them, talking to them. But it was very difficult online with them.
Yeah.
So the same time frame, I cannot expect from them that which we used to expect, physically. That when I'm around, they feel secure. They feel my teacher is there. You know, standing in front of the kids sometimes terrific if they are not liking it. Sometimes very supportive if they love you. Okay. So they used to feel secure when their teacher is around. But now this online was mostly like very traumatic for them. And then what we started, like PYP exhibition was the biggest agenda online. How they will do that, okay? So we became very flexible with that.
Yeah.
So out of our way, we thought this is the time, you know, this is the time when you can do something different. Levi, I know how many times online you helped all of us, you know, with your idea, with your resource, what you can convey to us, okay? So many times, so many chat, you know. You are someone I have a huge respect because you are someone helped us to understand how to take things easy, you know, during this type of situation. Because of you, Levi, many like me really survived, okay, with the classroom and all. So you definitely, someone helped during those difficult times. And then what we realized that we have to come out of the school timing sometimes. Mm-hmm. So during exhibition also, because they need your presence. They need to see you, like you are there. Then they used to feel comfortable. So we never mind coming online as and when they requested us through email. Miss, can you come? I need your support. I never said tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to get a call from them. Some parents used to say that, can we come, for 15-minute online? That used to be a little late, you know, late night. But why we went? Because they need you. This is the time you have to be around. Because when you are physically present, your 45 minutes is really strong with them.
Yeah.
But when you're online present, the 45 minutes also less for you. Because you don't know the reaction, you know, of the child, even if you're looking through the screen. But understanding their mental status, what they are going through, was very difficult. So what I started doing, I used to, interact with students more often. They used to email me. I mean, so many email, like, are you okay? Why you didn't come? If I took, like, I lost my daddy right last year. So it was something kind of a very difficult moment for me. But trust me, my children helped me to overcome that situation. They helped me. Such a young age, they said, Miss, you should be happy. That soul went somewhere, you know, where he will get peace.
Yeah.
Now he has no worry about COVID. So my children started, you know, teaching me. Now he will never think about that, the people getting botheration. So then I realized, yes, the education doesn't mean your math, science, or whatever you are teaching, your inquiry. It means very basic thing, the human relationship, like how to share things, okay? If I understood, I will be able to share, express. I will be able to write if I understood something. So for understanding, you have to give little extra time to student. You cannot say so-and-so minute happened, now it is done. Okay?
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow. Okay? But we never did that. We started coming whenever they required us. Because we felt this 1 year or 2 year, whatever it is, will never stay long.
Yeah.
But the feeling they will carry will stay forever.
Yeah.
The feeling they will have, it will be forever. These are the situations will become history one day. One day they will be talking to their children. These are the moment we faced. But that time they will happily say, our teacher helped us.
Yeah.
We came on board.
One of the things that I've really connected with what you're saying is there was this beautiful quote from, I believe, a TED Talk where it was, a child will not remember a specific subject or a specific lesson that you taught them, but they will remember how you made them feel. And I think about my own education, and I'm sure you agree. I don't remember very many specific assignments, but I remember going into Miss Goody's literacy class knowing I'm a writer. I remember going into Mr. Torkelson's band class knowing I'm a musician. And I remember always having those feelings of, I can do this, because they brought in that aspect of us. And what an amazing a thing for you and your colleagues to do at your school. I believe I know the answer to this, but I do want to know, Chandrani, who inspires you every day to get up in the morning?
Yes, very good question. I loved it, Levi. So it's kind of my student.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew yes, it.
You know what, Levi? They are amazing. I yes, started telling them, don't say, I don't know. Say, Miss, may I get some clarity? It's not that you don't know. It's maybe I couldn't explain it enough. You know, it's always a teacher maybe couldn't go that low to make the thing simple. Okay. So it's never, I don't know. It's always, may I need, may I have some clarity on this? You know, I need some support for that particular topic. So I started saying that don't use all negative sentence for you. And then one thing I started, Levi, that you, when you start believing a word, you become that.
Yes, okay? 100%. So,
right. So I started saying that when you meet, you know, join the Zoom meet, write beside your name the word you believe in. So still students started writing, like one of my students started writing the name and then amazing.
Okay. What? Love that.
Trust me, he is becoming amazing day by day.
Love that. I'm going to be stealing that. That is a brilliant idea.
Yes. Suppose if it is Levi. Levi, or caring Levi, or amazing Levi. So what happens, you know, every day, whenever you're looking at your screen, you see the word with your name. That is what you start believing. That is what you start believing. That is you are, isn't it? And I have seen, you know, it's effective. It's effective. That is why I said mental well-being is something, you know, now missing. We are all stressed. All stressed. Under stress, you cannot learn anything.
Yeah.
So the 45-minute lesson now becoming, you know, they are getting it within 20 minutes. They will complete their assignment on spot. Then we have 15 minutes of interaction. So that 15 minutes of interaction actually pull them, you know, to do the thing faster. You understand? Mm-hmm. They are now focused because they want that 15 minutes of interaction. Okay. Kahoot is one of their favorite. Okay. They want to play Kahoot. So it comes sometimes the Kahoot moment we want. So quickly they used to, you know, and the classroom became more active than passive. They are no longer, you know, like when we started online, they used to listen to us. Okay. Only listening, no speaking. But now if you see, they are speaker. They take the session ahead. Sometimes, you know, you will feel very restricted. Suppose you went to a seminar and it's happening like you know that topic, what was discussing and what was discussed there. You know that core, to the core. But you are not allowed to speak. You won't pay attention, Levi, 100%. You won't pay attention. Because the thing is in your mind, I'm unable to say. So what I started doing, the moment anything we start, any concept we start, if any of them, so I have wonderful students with me. They're very knowledgeable. So the moment they say, I know something about it, I allow them to take the session. You understand? You start with the session, we will continue. That, you know, that motivated them to see the classroom very differently. Now, everybody wanted to come that hot seat, you know, like even I want to, you know, share my idea about the topic. Then your classroom becomes very interesting. It's no longer teacher-centered. It's, you know, taken by the student. They are sharing. They are using their ideas. Trust me, due to this pandemic, when they have nothing to do, they become good reader. They're reading a lot, okay? So since they're reading a lot, you have to give them the opportunity to speak.
Yeah.
Opportunity to express. So that's something, you know, helped me in my classroom to take them together on board. They love interacting, but they also understand essential agreement they're following. That before I talk, if someone started, I will mindfully be quiet and I will wait for my turn. Otherwise, when we started, everybody wanted to talk. It was
Absolutely. Chandrani, thank you so much for joining us today on Recess Duty. Tell the listeners out there, where can they find you on social media? Where can they find you to connect?
So I'm a big fan of Twitter, Devai. Because of Twitter, today I will see it. You know, because of Twitter, we could survive pandemic. Okay. We connected the worldwide educator yes. like you. Like we connected, we used to, like my morning tea when I'm having, my Twitter is on.
Yeah.
What is happening? Before going to bed, what is happening? My Twitter is on. Because of Twitter, I could survive. So that is something I'm grateful. People can find me, my social handle on Twitter is at MeTweety. Okay. So they can check on me. Definitely. I'm a big fan of Twitter, learning a lot. And because of Twitter, I got you, Levi. I can't.
The feeling is very much mutual, Chandrani. And for our listeners out there, her social media handle will be in the show notes description below. And Chandrani, we ask all guests here at Recess Duty, what do you remember from recess growing up?
Chit-chatting, you know, with friends and all. And, you know, most exciting thing used to be when you're lying about something, which we never did. Okay. So I still remember lying many things. You know, that time that was the phase of your life when you used to feel like proud. You know, I lied.
Yeah.
Nobody could guess it. I'm lying. So those are the memories. But yes, I feel our children also similar way they are going. So whenever they are chatting, I'm trying to get them. Are you lying about something or you are truthful? Okay. So because I had those, you know, memories in my mind. So I still, you know, try to guess, is it something true you are sharing or something, you know, like, you know, untrue you are sharing and we have to guess the truth. So like that. Yes, I still remember. I'm sure even you will have some memory.
Oh, absolutely.
Somewhere, you know, childhood time. Even if you're not doing, you will say, yeah, even I do that.
Thank you, Chandrani, for joining us this week. Episode of Recess Duty. Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss our next episode. I'm Levi Allison and have a great day of learning. Bye everyone.
Thank you for listening to Recess Duty. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, please share this podcast with other educators so they can join the fun. And that is the end of our Recess Duty.